You know, folks, it's a fascinating time to be alive. It's almost as if you know what's coming, and yet we all seem surprised when it happens. And you know, I mean, you know, you just, the stupidity is so rampant. You wonder, why hadn't we seen it before? But anyway, let's get into this. There's so much information, I'm not quite sure where to start. We are heading into towards the end of the movie here. Now, I know that there's a lot of people that say 2025 and 2026, and this is going to go on another couple of years, and it's not. It's not. Now, here in the United States, of course, we know that an unconstitutional bill was passed by both houses, the Congress and the Senate, where there is no debt limit till 2025, sometime in 2025. And you know, and a lot of folks are just like, oh God, here we go. You know, another year, another 2 years. And ladies and gentlemen, the money isn't worth anything. It doesn't matter how much they print, okay? No one wants it. No one's buying treasuries. One of our closest allies, Japan, is dumping $250 billion treasury notes every 3 weeks. They're dumping it real quiet behind the scenes, and they're converting the money, the yen that they get for it, into gold. And there are a lot of other countries doing the exact same thing. So things are moving along. They are. They're moving at a rapid pace, at a rapid pace. Now, this brings us to the financial system in the United States. According to Stanford University, at least half of the banks in the United States are already insolvent. That's over 2,300. And, you know, that includes their branches as well, okay? So, you know, things are not okay. They're not hunky-dory. The system is, in fact, collapsing, which is what Nasara was all about. The whole purpose of Nasara was to destroy the central banking system, the Rothschild-Rockefeller central banking system. That's what it was designed to do. So it's been known for quite some time how dark it is.